Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy Danon Hughes, Chiefs color analyst, dropping by as the draft is upon us. D-Nice, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I think I just heard that moo. Am I number 15?
You are. You are. Congratulations, Danon. You are the big
winner.
83.
You'd have had it, but 15, no.
Probably not. 15 is a different number for somebody else. What was your draft day like? I mean, obviously it was back when, you know, maybe it was on TV. Maybe there were TVs existed when you and Josh were growing up.
So
I know it was the Saturday, Sunday type thing. It wasn't a big event. What was it like for you on draft day?
So I had to hold the rabbit ears on my television as the draft, and I had to move around, keep one leg up just to get the reception. But I've shared this story many times. It was the most miserable day of my life. And I know for a lot of fans that are listening probably think, you know what, you got drafted. It wasn't that bad. Yes, it was that bad. I was supposed to be a second-round pick, wind up being a seventh-round pick. I broke my foot before the draft. I had surgery 24 hours before the draft. Back then, we had to fax every team in the NFL the results of my surgery to show that I was going to be fully healthy and be able to run because I was on crutches. So it was a whirlwind week leading up to the draft to get that done, and then to wait until the seventh round when you're supposed to be an early pick. And like, the year before, I was a third-round pick in baseball, and that came really quickly on day one. So I was kind of spoiled, and I assumed that the same feeling was going to happen, and it didn't. So it was pretty bad.
How did you break your foot?
I broke it preparing for the Hula Bowl. Oh. I was going to the Hula Bowl in the East-West Shrine Game, and I broke it working out and didn't know it was broken. Played on it all the way through both games. Felt like I just had like a rock in my shoe. And then went to the combine and they did an x-ray and they said, hey, you got a crack down the left side of your foot. So,
wow. That's amazing that it took so long to figure it out, you know, and then you had the surgery right before the draft. And so now not only do you have to prove that you can play in the league, you got to prove that you're healthy. And so, yeah, it is a kind of a double-edged sword, but I mean, things happen for a reason, right? There was a reason you fell to the seventh round and got drafted by Kansas City. Look at you now, man, you and Josh and that other guy calling the games. I think it worked out okay for you.
Yeah, I definitely have no regrets, no complaints now, you know, what, some 31 years.
Don't do the math. Chiefs color analyst Danon Hughes joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. It may be two different answers. What would you like to see the Chiefs do tonight? What do you think the Chiefs will do tonight?
I'd like to see them go wide receiver. I think there's some question marks in the wide receiver room. Now, I know you guys are surprised that I would say wide receiver, but I think there's definitely some questions. You lose MVS. You don't know, you know, what you're going to have with Rashee Rice if there's going to be a pending suspension. You know, I've had some arguments back and forth with Sean Barber about this. I know he's on a group text with all of us voicing his draft opinions. But I don't think you can go wrong with a wide receiver just continuing to add to the arsenal for Patrick Mahomes. If you look over the course of history, you know, one team specifically jumps out to me in the Green Bay Packers, where they did not fulfill all the capabilities and all the potential that they had when they had Aaron Rodgers, who was the best quarterback in the league, and they just continued to not fill the wide receiver room with top shelf talent. And they only got one Super Bowl out of that run. We are already better, and I feel like going wide receiver like we did last year with Rashee Rice, who obviously strongly, you know, contributed. And even the year before, the ups and downs of Sky Moore still contributed. And specifically in the biggest times in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. So, like, I feel like that would not be a bad pick. We've seen that the Chiefs and Brett Veach have a knack for picking guys later in the draft that can be contributors. Think about Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Isaiah Pacheco. So I'm not too, you know, too caught up in offensive linemen early, because I feel like we have a track record of finding guys later that can contribute. But I, then also, as much as I hate to say it, because you guys know I don't really like defense that much, linebacker could be a factor as well. Think about what happened last year, how timely it was that when Nick Bolton went down, Drew Tranquil stepped in. And then as soon as Drew Tranquil went down with an injury, Nick Bolton was healthy. Imagine if both of those guys would have had to miss multiple games together and got healthy together, where would that have put us at the linebacker position? So getting depth there after losing Willie Gay Jr., I feel like could be a smart move as well.
Danen, if you look at the wide receiver position, everybody looks at Thursday night. We got to get one in the first round. But two of the best in the NFL, Puka Nacua, fifth rounder, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just got paid yesterday, a fourth rounder. Do we have to draft a wide receiver in the first round? Or are you okay maybe getting one later? Maybe not even in the second round, but like a third, fourth, fifth round wide receiver?
To be honest, I feel like there's needs that this team has to fill, but their depth needs. And there's some immediate needs from other teams that they have to go out and get a quarterback. They have to go out and get a wide receiver. We don't – like, this is like the second, third, maybe fourth year in a row where we didn't have to do anything.
Right.
And that's really cool in the Chiefs' kingdom. So I feel like there's going to be an argument to, okay, well, 32nd pick, 64th pick, let's get a wide receiver there. But I feel like if we're going to live by the motto of in Veach we trust, in Brett Veach we trust, then we got to trust him because he hasn't let us down throughout his tenure. He's found diamonds in the rough in the past that have contributed and figured out, and Andy Reid and Spagnuolo have figured out how to utilize them to be successful on the field personally and for the team. So, if they have somebody graded out that they can wait until the third or fourth round and they feel like that guy can still be an immediate impact, I'm all for it until I see different.
Danen, I don't know that either Andy Reid or Brett Veach really gave a full endorsement to Wanya Morris, basically said, go work hard. You got your toe dipped in the water. Go work hard. Come back and try to compete for the job. Not handing that left tackle position over at all. Where does left tackle stand in your hierarchy of needs?
I think it's a great approach. To me, unless you are a guy that contributed to the extent of Rashee Rice or Trent McDuffie or George Karlaftis early in their first and second years, you don't automatically give a position to a guy that has played sporadically. He didn't play that dominantly while he was playing and when he had his window of time. And that bodes well in regards to not endorsing him as the incumbent for that left tackle position. Create competition. That's what this game is all about. It's not like basketball. It's not like baseball where guys assume going into spring training and training camp that they are one of the five starters or one of the nine starters on a baseball team. Like, you got to earn what you get, especially if you're a young guy. It's not like he has a body of work elsewhere. So I agree. Don't endorse him. Don't anoint him as the left tackle. Make him work and see how he's working all the way up to this point. And not just for OTAs and training camp, but what has he done since the season's over? I guarantee you there's been eyes on him throughout this offseason. How much time did he take off? How much work has he done? How much time has he been over at the stadium? How much treatment has he gotten? How much stronger has he gotten now that he doesn't have to practice football every day? That tells the tale in regards to what you would do at that position in the draft and free agency.
Saying that, do you think the challenge is for him to come back and win that job? Or is tackle something you think the Chiefs try to get done in this draft?
I think they definitely address it in the draft, whether it's a top first pick or if they trade out of the first round and get multiple picks, which we've seen them do in the past. They've had success in second and third rounds. Like, if you go and get a tackle, like, we already know that they are comfortable with a middle to late round pick being a starter if he's good enough. That's what we're seeing on our offensive line. That's what we've seen. So there's no discomfort in regards to evaluating talent middle to late rounds for that offensive tackle if you feel like that person's a dog and they can come in and assume a position. I do think you draft a tackle just because you're going to create more competition. Imagine a second-year Wanye Morris and a rookie dog coming in, battling it out, and then having to make that decision on the tackle position. I feel like it'll be better for the team. It's not like a quarterback where you have to tell a guy at the offensive line that you are the man going into the season and you have an off season for a guy to become a leader. He doesn't need to be the leader on that offensive line. Whoever fills that position needs to be a dog that takes it personal when Patrick Mahomes gets grass stains on his uniform.
Do you think they feel like maybe they owe Patrick Mahomes a top-notch wide receiver and will do everything in their power to trade up to get one of these top wide receivers in the draft? Or do you feel like they've got Patrick Mahomes, they can draft a lesser, if you will, wide receiver and just rely on him to make them better like he's done over the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think when you look at the construction of this roster and the draft picks that have been used with Sky Moore and Rashee Rice over the last couple of years, I don't feel like there's an owing of getting another first, second, or third round receiver for Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, it would be a luxury to have another weapon, but I don't think it's automatic. And let's not put aside that there's an opportunity to possibly get a tight end. Like, we know that this offense has used multiple tight end sets. And to have another guy, you know, God forbid Travis Kelce goes down with an injury for an extended amount of time, where would we be at that position for multiple weeks? Maybe you need to start looking for depth at that position that could, for a guy that could come in and immediately make an impact and gain the trust of Patrick Mahomes, not necessarily to the extent of Travis Kelce, but maybe partially that way. But if you go wide receiver early, I think it's great because you're just continuing to load your weapon against the rest of the AFC and let them know that our offense is going to have their foot on the gas pedal and put pressure on every other team, just like we've done since Patrick Mahomes has taken over. But if you go elsewhere, other position, linebacker or tackle, I don't think it's a wrong decision at all.
Danen, we've probably been guilty of it as well, but the work that the Chiefs did this offseason to bring back their defensive line, Chris Jones and virtually everybody else, you head in the draft saying if you get a defensive lineman, that's almost like a luxury of someone that could maybe fit into your rotation. That's like a long-term plan. I can't believe they got as much work done on that defensive line and bringing guys back that they did. I thought there'd be a Super Bowl tax on one or two of those guys that you wouldn't be able to bring them back.
Well, it just tells you about the culture of the organization. And that, I know we should be proud in the Chiefs Kingdom about the Super Bowl championships and, you know, the worldwide acceptance and popularity of this team. But the culture of this organization should be at the top of what we're proud of, because you're right. These players, like, living in the day and being a former player, you wished for a Super Bowl, not just because you got the hardware and you were a champion, but because you knew that your market value would go up and you'd have an opportunity to make a lot more money. And the fact that these players are valuing this organization over that opportunity to see if the grass is greener on the other side tells you a lot about the makeup of the organization and the leadership all the way to the top. So that's something we should be proud of. Plus, these guys recognize that they can make history. Going for a third straight Super Bowl, like, that's incentive enough, and I'm glad these guys recognize that and just weren't chasing the coin.
All right, before we let you get out of here, I'm not a Caleb Williams fan. I don't feel like he's the answer. Do you think he's the answer and the right pick for the Bears at one?
Well, those are two separate questions.
Okay, all right.
Because I am not sure that he is the answer, but I don't know who would be the answer for the Bears at this point. Like, you know, I mean, it's kind of one of those deals where he could be a really good quarterback, but the Bears not be the best system for him. I'm not sold on him as the number one guy. I feel like, you know, Bryce Young last year, I wasn't 100% sold on him versus C.J. Stroud. And now we're seeing that C.J. is a better quarterback, a better prospect. And, you know, who knows, he's going to wreak havoc in the AFC for a long time, and no one knows about Bryce Young yet. I feel like there's some similar feelings with Caleb Williams in that regard. So time will tell. He seems a little quirky. I don't know about his leadership style. I don't know if he's a guy that guys will gravitate towards, like we see with Patrick Mahomes and leadership, et cetera. But you know what? Time will tell. He's gonna get called early tonight, and we'll just see if he's the right fit.
Who would be your quarterback of choice
this year?
Yeah.
Ooh.
None is a good answer, too. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with people saying, I'm just not sold on, any of these guys. Mine's Michael Penix Jr., and I know he's got the knee injuries, and he's a little bit older, but watching him. And
Jaden Daniels, I feel like, is a guy that could rise to the top. He could be the cream to rise to the top with the quarterback class of this year. Michael Penix Jr., I like him. I like his throw. I think he's the best thrower of the football in the draft, has the best touch, especially on deep balls. But that injury factor, he looked like he was a little bit frazzled in that national championship when things were winding down, like he didn't really have total control of the offense and the production that was necessary to get them in a position to win that game. So that kind of threw me off just a bit. But as far as a thrower, I think he's the best. But Jaden Daniels, to me, I feel like if you had to push me up against the wall and make me force a decision, I would say that one would be.
Isn't it great not having to? I mean, it's just we're living the life, my man. Thank you, Danan.
Sure. All right, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.